If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Christian McCaffrey has an Achilles injury, singular. Should he play Monday night against the Jets? I'll discuss that and more next on The Grant Cohn Show. What's up, everyone? Good morning. Welcome to The Grant Cohn Show, sponsored by the Sleeper app. As we learned yesterday, well, I'm at home. I'm going to be going down to Santa Clara this afternoon. They have practice at like 1 Pacific, and then Nick Sorensen will talk to the press at like 2:45 Pacific, and the locker room will be open from 3 to 4:45. So later day, this is how they usually do it on Thursdays, but this is a Monday night game, so it's Friday. George Kittle should talk. Christian McCaffrey should talk. Actually, he's hurt. We're going to have to talk about that. George Kittle should talk. Brock Purdy should talk. Nick Sorensen should talk. That's today. And now we're on McCaffrey watch. He's practicing in a limited fashion. When the media's out there, he looks fine. He's bouncing around. But he's not a full participant in practice. And it's unclear whether he will play week one. I'm guessing he can play. I'm guessing he could do it. And if it were a playoff game, you could argue he should do it. But this is week one. He hasn't really, I mean, he's been out for a long time. It's a long season. He led the league in touches last year. He's had a whole lot of touches in his career. Should he play in this game? I'm going to say he should not play in this game. Maybe they lose the game because they don't have him. But it's not a must-win game for the 49ers. And if they were to lose Christian McCaffrey to a serious Achilles injury for the season, they won't forgive themselves. So they have the evidence in front of them. He's got a strained Achilles. He's not fully ready yet. If he's not a full participant in practice, that means he's less than 100%. So why play him if he's less than 100% week one? Because you have to beat Robert Saleh. I don't think you have to beat Robert Saleh. Of course, I'm not saying throw away the game. I'm saying I think the Niners can win without Christian McCaffrey. Maybe they can't win the Super Bowl. Maybe they couldn't win the Super Bowl with Christian McCaffrey, but can they beat the Jets at home without Christian McCaffrey? I think so. I mean, they'd still be able to run the ball. They have Jordan Mason. He's good. Isaac Garendo could play. Deebo Samuel's on the team. They should be able to run the ball. And then they should be able to pass the ball. They have George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy, Trent Williams. They should be able to pass the ball. So if you can pass the ball and run the ball, it should be like a good enough offense. It's you're going against a great defense, of course. But I think this would be a great opportunity to see what the offense looks like without McCaffrey. Ever since they've gotten McCaffrey, they've given him the ball as much as he could physically handle and then some. I think it's that era's over. He's 28. That's getting on the old side for a running back. And you got to make a decision on how much to offer Brock Purdy next year. And you want to see if he can carry a team and not just be, you know, a secondary option to the running back. So we've never seen Brock Purdy play a game without Christian McCaffrey. This would be a great opportunity. What does he look like? What does Kyle look like? That's the thing, too. We always frame this as like, well, what does Brock look like without the supporting cast? And, you know, Brock needs these guys. Well, what about Kyle? His offense was DOA, dead in the water. That's not what DOA stands for, dead on arrival. But it was also dead in the water before they traded for Christian McCaffrey. Remember, they only had Jeff Wilson Jr. and Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel, and just couldn't make it work in 2022. Their offense was barely averaging 20 points a game. Now, they had Jimmy Garoppolo, but then they got Christian McCaffrey, and the offense really took off. And ever since then, Kyle Shanahan's been sort of like using that as his cheat code. Just give the ball to Christian as much as possible, except when the game's on the line in the Super Bowl, fake it to Christian in shotgun, throw it to Juwan Jennings. That's the Kyle Shanahan touch. I have a feeling he's going to play because Christian is probably going to want to play. He's going to say he can play. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan's the kind of guy who would stand up to Christian and disappoint him. You can't play, Christian. Sorry, it's for your own good. I don't see it. So what he can do is at least don't overuse him week one. Because again, like this played out with Dre Greenlaw last year. He had an Achilles strain and the Niners didn't give him much rest. They were in a playoff hunt and he played through it. And then he tore his Achilles running on to the field. It seems like these Achilles injuries are like sort of preceded by weeks of soreness. And I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know exactly the best way to prevent this injury, but it seems like rushing through it or pushing through it is a bad idea for an explosive 28-year-old running back. That's the thing with McCaffrey. He's such an explosive player. So many sharp cuts and stopping and starting. Puts a lot of strain on the Achilles. And then if he were to seriously injure that tendon, what would he be like afterward? I mean, again, his game is built on quickness and speed and explosion, not power or size like Jordan Mason. So I would say don't play him. Sit McCaffrey week one, be cautious. And if you lose, you understand that wasn't your full squad. That was the B team. If you win, that gives you so much confidence that, wow, we can win. We can actually win without Christian McCaffrey, which they're going to have to learn how to do because running backs have short shelf lives, even the great ones. So I vote respectfully for not playing Christian. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that? Let's move on. Deebo Samuel recently restructured his contract, which makes it seem like he's more likely to stick around long-term with the Niners. You know, we heard that the Niners can only keep one of Ayuk or Deebo, or only wanted to keep one of Ayuk or Deebo. And then they shopped Ayuk around, ultimately gave Ayuk the $30 million a year extension, and then reconstructed Deebo Samuel's contract, which means that if they try to cut him next year, they have to do it as a June 1 designation, makes it a little bit more complicated. So someone went up to Deebo yesterday at his locker and said, hey, you know, does this sort of mean you're going to be around here long term? And he was like, I don't know. I mean, it's funny how journalists think they know what these reconstructions mean, because you don't. It's for me to know. And all I'm saying is that I'm here now and we'll see what happens. So that was interesting. I mean, let's go with that for a second. Why would Deebo say that? Well, yeah, he reconstructed his contract, but so did Eric Armstead last year and they cut him anyway. So that's not a guarantee. also, let's not forget why the 49ers drafted Ricky Pearsall. Why did the 49ers draft Ricky Pearsall? Because they needed a wide receiver? Or because one of Ayuk or Debo would be leaving because the financial planners on the 49ers had decided that they couldn't afford two premium-priced wide receivers long-term. Had to pick one. The route runner or the yak guy. And they picked the route runner, the younger guy. So, let's look at it. I mean, it's hard to say. Why did they draft Pearsall? To replace Ayuk or to replace Debo? Well, to replace one of them. One of them. He had a similar skill set to Ayuk, but then they extended Ayuk. Maybe because Pearsall was injured and they felt that he wasn't ready right away. So give him a year and then he can replace Debo next year. Maybe that's what they felt. Maybe that's what Debo's wondering. Because again, you have to feel that the fact that they drafted a wide receiver round one means that one of these two guys has to go. Or that's the plan. Think plans change. Plans change. We don't really know much about Pearsall yet. He's got a road back. So we'll see. But I think it's fair to look at it from Debo's perspective and say, I mean, did I even have a choice to do this reconstruction? It's what the team wanted. I said yes. They drafted someone's replacement at this position. We'll see what happens. I mean, maybe I have an all-pro season and Ayuk doesn't, and they want to keep me and not him. Who knows? But financially, it still seems like he could get the Eric Armstead treatment next year if everything works out with Ricky Pearsall. And all I know is the players on the team have said really nice things about him, like not just as a guy. Tre'Varius Ward has repeatedly said he's a great route runner. So I don't know if he's just propping up his teammate or that's Pro Bowl cornerback saying, you know, game recognized game. Something. Big bank, take little bank. I don't know. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan would love to keep Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle forever. And Trent Williams. And maybe he ultimately will force the 49ers to do just that. But I do think, you know, there's other people in the front office with the Niners. It's not just Kyle. There's other people with expertise and opinions. Parag, Marate, I mean, it's all kind of people, analytics people, financial people, who try to plan the future while keeping the team as competitive as possible. And Debo probably doesn't fit in their plans. Now, they don't make the final decision, Kyle does, but Debo's going to really have to give the Niners a reason to keep him this year. I will say, changing his jersey number from 19 to 1, great start. There is something about a player changing his jersey number that just changes the way I perceive how good they are. Like, Diamador Lenore wearing 38, not good. Diamador Lenore wearing number 2, one of the most underrated cornerbacks in the league. Tre'Varius Ward wearing 35, not a Pro Bowl cornerback. You know, little handsy, maybe a PI waiting to happen, and not particularly good ball skills, like a drop pick waiting to happen. Tre'Varius Ward, number 7, one of the best cornerbacks in the league right now. Top 3, 5, maybe top 3 just based on the number because he looks so cool when he's on the field. Isaac Garendo, number 49, atrocious. Isaac Garendo, number 31, intriguing. Renardo Green, number 31, intriguing. Renardo Green, number 0, lit. Elite cornerback. That's how it works. What was Brock Purdy's original number? Was he originally 13? Did he have a different number? Was he 14 at first? I forget. But I'm sure this theory is science. Who else should change their number on the Niners right now? Who should change their number to be better? I feel like Jair Brown could change his number to like a single-digit number. That'd be cool. Like Malik Mustafa got 6. How did Jair Brown not get that? You know, Jair Brown should take 5. He should take that from Josh Dobbs right now. Give me that. You lost the quarterback competition. I get your number. I'm number 5. 5 and 6 playing side by side, that'd be dope. Purdy was number 14, right? See, I got a great memory. 85 is good for Kittle. What if Trent Williams was numbered? Had like a one-digit number? That'd be pretty cool. Oh, Curtis Robinson, number 36, way better than whatever the hell he was before. Was he 50-something before? That was awful. 36, hell of a player. Mitch Wisnowski changed to number 3 this year. Can you imagine how much better he's going to be? This is serious. Every single time, your number matters. What was your number when you played? I always liked number 8 because of Steve Young, because he gave me an autograph when I was 7 years old. 8 every year. Now, was I an athlete like Steve Young? Not per se. Although no, he's probably better at golf than me too. I'd imagine Steve Young's really good at golf. He probably plays up in that Tahoe Invitational that Jerry Rice plays into. I could imagine Steve's up there. One day I'm going to take him though. One day he's going to be 75 and I'm going to be 45 and be better at golf than Steve Young. What am I talking about? Plumbing God 42 says, taking a page out of Happy's book with that putter. I see, just tap it in. That's right. You see this? It's the Happy Gilmore putter. Love you, Grant. Keep being you and God bless you. I don't actually use it because it's really impossible to hit the ball straight, but it's nice to have in my bag as like a conversation starter. Although I am technically cheating. I think I have an extra club that I'm allowed in my bag. So don't tell anyone about that. That's not PGA Tour regulation. Mitty Sohn says, Grant, how good are you with your 4-iron? I'm not particularly consistent with anything, but when I connect with the 4-iron, I hit things really far. I don't know why. I couldn't hit baseballs far, but I've hit a 4-iron 240 when I really connect. Problem is with the irons, I usually hit them long and left, so I'm trying to like adjust my stance to hit it straight, and then I think I just come over the top. I think that's probably what it is. I've posted some clips on YouTube, a lot of response, people saying I come over the top. So I think one of the problems of coming over the top with an iron, you pull it to the left. With a driver, you slice it to the right. I do a lot of that. Other than that, really good golfer. Excellent. I never get flustered on the course, ever. Always come prepared with water and snacks. Never get tired, dehydrated. Not me, because I plan ahead, because I'm responsible. All right, let's see what Sleeper's up to today. You feel me? Do you feel me? I think you do. Hold on. Now you do. So I'm on a streak with Sleeper, man. I've been making some picks. Don't know if I've been making good ones yet because the games are in a couple of days, but I've been making lots of picks. Check it out. 15 pending picks. All of these. Did I get any right recently? Hard to say. But I'm going to keep making the picks because I like making the picks and I'm good at making the picks. And I'll show you just how good I am. Let's go Niners. Garrett Wilson, 5.5 receptions. He's going to be going against Chavarius Ward. I feel like he's going to get more than 5.5 receptions because he's their go-to guy. And if they don't throw to him, who are they throwing to? Mike Williams? Malachi Corley? Like, yeah, more. Absolutely. Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I've never heard of him. Tyler Conklin. 3.5 receptions for Tyler Conklin. No, absolutely not. What are we talking about? Mike Williams, 2.5 receptions. Yeah, he's going to have more than 2.5 receptions. Like, yeah. Greg the Leg Zuerlein, man, he's great. Quinnen Williams, 0.5 sack. Interesting. Yeah, I think he'll have more than 0.5 sack. I think protection could be an issue considering Banks has been out. Javon Kinlaw, 0.5 sack. Whew. Well, you guys know I've always been a Javon Kinlaw fan. Big Javon Kinlaw guy. Slow start to his career, but I think this is the year. Linking up with Robert Saleh, going to New York. There's something in the water over there, man. You've ever had the pizza? It's delicious because of the water. And I think that water is going to be the elixir that Kinlaw's been missing. So definitely more on the sacks on that one. Leonard Floyd, 0.5 sack. Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. He can't move. Malik Collins, half a sack. No, per se. I'm going to say no on that one just because I don't. Man, Bosa, half a sack. I'm going to say yes for Bosa. Max payout reached? Man. Okay. All right. Let me take, I don't want to do Collins. I want to do Bosa. Yeah. He's going to get a sack. Those are my picks. I made too many. I started picking more left and right. I don't know why I did it, but if I put down $10, I win $1,000. If I get them all right, which of course I will. But just to be safe, if I flex it, I get all these different options. If I get five correct, I win $8. And there's, you know what? $8 can get you, I mean, it can get you a double-double animal style plus fries and a drink. No question. So that's what I'm going for. Cancel. Oh, what? I don't have any money? Uh-oh. What's the situation here? Oh, wow. No, I got it. What's my, I don't have money? Oh, dang, 55 cents. I guess I have to win some bets. Hey, look. I'm talking picks. Good save. So also, I'm giving away a Brandon Ayuk signed jersey. Here's the jersey. Here's the signature. It's real. It's here. It's in my possession. I want to give it to you for free. All you have to do, download the Sleeper app, use promo code CONE to be entered into the giveaway. I'm sure it'll be you and dozens of other people. I mean, how many people use my promo code? I don't know. More recently, I'll say that. But if you want to win this jersey, it's a nice jersey. He's going to be on the team for a while. It's a hell of an investment. You don't even have to, just use promo code CONE and then say you put down $10. Sleeper's going to match that deposit. Now it's 20. So you want to get that Brandon Ayuk jersey signed by Brandon himself, BA. That's what his friends call him. I call him Brandon. Download Sleeper app. Use promo code CONE. Okay. The 49ers named their backup quarterback. And it's Brandon Allen. Which makes me feel like Kyle Shanahan, I mean, I already knew this, or I felt this, but Kyle Shanahan makes his mind up before anything happens in camp. I mean, everything's just confirmation bias to him. He wanted Sam Darnold to be the backup last year, not Trey Lance, so Sam Darnold won that competition, even though he didn't. You can go back and look at the numbers in camp, look at the numbers in preseason. Darnold didn't win the competition, but he won the competition.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I just feel like Kyle wanted Brandon Allen to be the backup quarterback. But if he had just given him the job, people would have criticized him and said, what are you doing? You can't just make Brandon Allen the backup quarterback. He's not that good. He was fourth string last year when Trey Lance was here. Can't just give him the backup quarterback job. Okay, so bring in a guy, Josh Dobbs, who some people like, and then let Brandon Allen beat him out in the competition. So that there's more weight to him being the backup quarterback. Fine. But Dobbs was like demonstrably better than Allen in the preseason. As a passer, certainly as a runner, move the offense better. And then in camp, I was there every day. I didn't think it was particularly stark either way. Like both guys had their days. So rather than make this like, I'm outraged that Josh Dobbs isn't the backup quarterback. I think the larger point is that Josh Dobbs couldn't definitively beat out Brandon Allen. And if Brock Purdy were to go down for a while, any time, the Niners are in trouble, despite how good they are. It's funny. I was reading Pro Football Focus this morning. They had an article like their power rankings, and they put the Niners number one. And they wrote like two paragraphs about why they're the best team in the league. And the first paragraph is all about how like the strength of their team is their offensive playmakers. Debo, IU, Kittle, McCaffrey. And the implication from Pro Football Focus is like, it's an all-star cast on offense, and sort of any quarterback would be successful with them. And maybe that's true, because they never mentioned Brock Purdy once in the blurb. Niners are the best because those four guys on offense, plus they're getting Talanoa Hufanga back. That's why they're the best. Okay. But they also have a really good quarterback who's still really cheap, and they don't have a good backup quarterback. The difference between Brock Purdy and Brandon Allen is like the difference between George Kittle and Eric Sobert. Brandon Allen is the Eric Sobert of quarterbacks. Although Sobert might be better. And I'm not even saying Dobbs is that good. I think he's better than Brandon Allen. I think so, but like I don't even know. And if that's the level they're both at, then the Niners have a couple third string quarterbacks on their team. Which is strange. It seems like if you do have a team that's constructed to spend a lot of money on skill position players, you should be able to be deep at quarterback, right? Because your whole thing is that you're not a quarterback-driven team. You're a weapons-driven team. So quarterback can just be a guy who's cheap, who just gets the ball out of his hands really quickly, and lets those guys be the star. I mean, that's not really Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs. I don't know. Like, for example, the Jaguars went out this offseason and got Mac Jones as a backup quarterback. Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs. They have Trevor Lawrence. They gave Trevor Lawrence hella money. They didn't bring in Mac Jones to challenge Trevor Lawrence, but just to have a good backup quarterback who's young and has a future. It was a nice move from Trent Baalke, who used to be with the Niners. Wouldn't you feel a lot better about this team right now if the Niners had Mac Jones as their backup? Like, I'm not saying he should be a starter in the league. I don't know. We'll see. He did some pretty decent things with the Patriots, who weren't that good, and then they were awful, and they kind of scapegoated him. If the Niners had that kind of foresight to go out and get some, like last year they brought in Darnold, who I kind of roasted a little bit. I didn't think he was that good, but Kyle did. I mean, the idea was let's have a high level backup quarterback, and now he's starting for the Vikings. I don't know how long that's going to last, but they want to have a high level backup quarterback. Okay, so Darnold leaves. That's predictable. You rehabilitated his image. He goes and gets a job starting somewhere. Go do it again, man. Go bring in someone like Mac Jones. Nah, you stuck with Brandon Allen and then brought in Josh Dobbs so you could justify giving Brandon Allen the backup quarterback job. Why? Because you know him. Because he knows your system. Because it's easy. Because it's convenient. Because it's cheap. I heard a rumor. I can't confirm it. But I heard a rumor that when Mac Jones and Kyle Shanahan met before the draft, that it didn't go so well. I don't know. It does seem like Kyle can say some things to get under your skin, maybe test you to see how willing you are to be talked to that way. And it seems like Mac Jones is very sensitive. So I don't know. Maybe that wasn't going to work. But don't know. Still, I think there were better options. Like Trey Lance could have still been on the team. I think he would have been a better option, although he did throw 1,100 interceptions in preseason, so maybe not. But still, like, they could have done better here. And this is a team that's had big-time injury issues most years. And again, the way they're constructed, they should be one of the few teams that can survive. Like 2 years ago, they survived two quarterback injuries. They just couldn't survive the third one. But that was remarkable. They should strive to be that team every year until they're paying a quarterback, which is this year. But they couldn't because they had to freaking spend so much money on the players that are already here. I'm sure they would have loved to have a better backup quarterback, but it didn't seem like they can actually afford it. Like, yeah, they still have cap space now, but they don't have cap space next year, and they have like 35 free agents, so they're trying to hoard the cap space now so they can roll it over to next year and use some of it. That's what they're trying to do. So that's why they went cheap at backup quarterback. Because the financial structure of this team has gotten a little out of whack. That's my last topic. The Niners, I mean, we've come to know Jed York's, not just Jed York's Niners, John York's Niners, Denise York's Niners, Parag Marate's Niners. They've been working here for a long time. We know how they like to do business. Yeah. Would they like to win a Super Bowl? Yeah. It's definitely on their to-do list. They would love to do that one day, maybe, if they could get around to it. But in the meantime, they also want to stay competitive and plan for the future. They never go all in. They go half in, half then. Half in, half future. It's how they do it. Been doing it for years. That's why they had Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance on the same team. They had two timelines. Always two. Don't want to mortgage the future. Don't want to sacrifice the future. Levi's Stadium with no one in it is not what the Yorks want. That's their pride and joy. It's got to be filled. They got to be competitive. They got to be intriguing. And now, because the Niners gave Brandon Ayuk that extremely big extension and they guaranteed money for Trent Williams till he's 38 years old, their future financially isn't exactly what they were banking on. Pun intended. So it's possible that one way or another, no matter what happens the next couple of years, the Niners could have a couple lean years where they gut the team and don't necessarily have those reinforcements to have a seamless transition, because they had to spend so much money to keep this team together, it forced people away. Like next year, because of the IU contract that they weren't super eager to give, this particular one, and the Trent Williams guaranteed money that wasn't their first choice to give, How many people are going to have to go next year? Just next year. Treverius Ward? Yeah. Diamondor Lenore? Assuming he has a good year, they won't be able to afford him. Talanoa Funga? Gone. So that's three starting DBs right there. They're going to have to go very cheap on defense, except Bosa and Warner. Everyone else is going to be on a rookie deal. Hargrave, gone. Now, maybe they'll be able to keep together those aging, expensive defensive linemen if they play really well this year. But if Hargrave has a down season, gone. If Leonard Floyd has a down season, gone. Same for Malik Collins. They're going to have to save money. So again, like I had a report that the upper ups with the Niners are unpleased with the financial status of the team in lieu of these Ayuk and Trent deals. And I think it's fair to say that however the organization was planning on handling this offseason, first choice wasn't what they ended up doing. Because they made Ayuk an offer in May and then didn't make another offer until August 12th. In the meantime, in between time, they drafted Ricky Pearsall. So I think it's fair to say their first option wasn't to give $30 million a year to Ayuk. They said 26, take it or leave it for 4 months, and drafted a wide receiver. Problem is, the wide receiver got hurt, and it wasn't clear whether he's ready to take Ayuk's place. So midway through training camp, they finally capitulated and gave Ayuk everything he wanted. And Ayuk still waited around. Just to bust their chops. So that wasn't ideal. I mean, clearly, if Ricky Pearsall hadn't injured his shoulder and his hamstring and had torn it up in camp in preseason, Niners may never have upped their offer to Brandon Ayuk. They might have actually traded him to Pittsburgh for picks. I mean, they traded him to Cleveland and New England. Those deals would have went through if Brandon just said yes. That's how close they were to trading him. I mean, they were open to it. They had it in place. Some people in the Niners were not super eager to keep him here long-term, but he's here long-term for very expensive amount. Then there's Trent. I mean, now he's going to be getting guaranteed money when he's almost 40. That's unprecedented for a non-quarterback. Clearly not what the Niners wanted to do. I don't think they wanted to be the first team to do something like that. Assuming they are. But they had no choice, just like a wide receiver. They had no choice but to give Ayuk everything he wanted on August 12th because what else are they going to do? Pearsall was hurt. Cowing was hurt. No one else was trying to trade a wide receiver. Pittsburgh didn't have anyone. Had no choice. They tried to give themselves a choice, but it didn't work out. Maybe Pearsall will give them a choice next year with Debo, but that's next year. Then, instead of drafting an offensive tackle in round two, they could have Kingsley Suamataya, who's not an all-pro right now. He's rough. I mean, he's raw, and he had a bit of a rough night last night, but he is starting for the Chiefs who won last night. Instead of taking him and giving themselves options, they took a cornerback after signing Isaac Yiadom, who's going to be playing. I mean, Renardo Green, again, might be nice in the future, but he's not going to be playing. You took him instead of an offensive tackle, and then you have to do something, which I'm hearing, that the front office didn't want to do. Like, we gave you a contract. You want some security? Okay, but like, this year, not when you're 38, but no choice. No choice. So, okay, if the 49ers bean counters okayed these deals, like while holding their noses and said, fine, it's not what we wanted. This could have serious ramifications in the future. We'll try our best to work it out. But this enables Kyle, John, it's the best team. Now, we couldn't add much to it this offseason. We added Leonard Floyd. We swapped out some pieces on the D-line, but this team is intact for one more year, and it costs us a lot of money to keep it intact. So if you win a Super Bowl, great. You know, Kyle, you get a statue, and John, you get a statue, and another extension. And even if we have a season where we're 7-10 or 5-12, like the Rams were 1 year, like, who cares? We'll be fine. Fans will still love us, and we'll be just okay. But if you don't get this Super Bowl, and I wonder if someone in the Niners has like actually counted how much money they've spent on this core group, this Cabo clique, this team, how much money have they really spent? Every year, it seems like more money on the same people, signing bonuses and restructures. And if after all that, they retire and there's no Super Bowl victory, how could you not be upset as an owner? Just throw your hands up and be like, well, that's sports. Darn. One of the best Super Bowl windows in franchise history, and we just couldn't get it done. But you know what? At least we made friends. At least we have relationship that we built. That's what this is all about. It's not about championships. That's such an old, antiquated way of looking at the sports experience. We're here to be a family. And sure, I cut players all the time and fire people, but we're a family. I don't know. I just think it's funny how a lot of people heard this report and they're like, this just doesn't sound credible at all. Like, how could you do this? But at the same time, 49er fans like worship Eddie DeBartolo and acknowledge that he would have definitely done this. Why do 49ers fans love Eddie DeBartolo? Well, one, he won five championships, but also he was extremely demanding. He didn't win five championships by accident. Like he was nuts about it. He had a Super Bowl or bust mentality. Like, he literally fired George Seifert after 8 years and two Super Bowls in a 12-4 season. So Jed doesn't have that in him. And I'm not saying firing Seifert was the right move. But if Jed wants to like slide on the spectrum back towards Eddie a little bit and say, hey, Kyle, I've done everything you want. I've trusted you. I've given you carte blanche. It's year 8, man. You're the reason the team isn't winning the Super Bowl, dude. Like, the team is loaded. I wrote the checks. Whatever you needed. The first round pick didn't work out. The three first round picks for Trey Lance didn't work out. We worked it out. I did whatever you asked, man. Please show me that you're not the problem, because I'm not the problem. I say yes. I don't get in the way. I am now. It's not just me. It's the whole family. It's the York crew. We need some results. We have invested. We don't want to be the second place guys anymore. So that's why I think so much is at stake for the 49ers. You know, like, I imagine that Kyle Shanahan really had to convince ownership. Like, look, I know you didn't want to give Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year. Ricky's not ready. And I don't want to, I can't just trade for Kendrick Bourne. Like, it's not the same. So if you want this offense to stay the same, you got to bring back Brandon Ayuk. If you want this offense to stay the same, you got to bring back Trent Williams. I'm sorry, I forgot to draft an offensive tackle. It was on my list. I was going to do it. I just forgot. Sorry. My sincerest apologies. You have to do this. And I'm sure, you know, when you ask for a request like that with high-powered people and big money, they say, sure. With stipulations. We'll do something we don't want to do for you because you asked nicely. But here's what we expect. So, a lot of pressure on Kyle this year. Everything people say about Brock, you know, a lot of pressure on Brock. He's got to prove that he can carry a team. He's got to prove that he could be good even if some of these guys go down. Well, what about Kyle, man? Same with him. They say Brock's a system quarterback. Is Kyle not a system coach? I feel like Brock could play in more systems than just Kyle's, but Kyle couldn't coach more systems than his dad's. Is that not true? Is that fair to say? CB Niners, member for 36 months. Thank you for the 3 years. Plumbing God, 42, member for 20 months, almost two. Thank you very much. I'm him, 707, says my teacher called you troll cone, so I defended you. Thank you. You know what that makes you? Him. You are him. Imagine calling me a troll. That's such a rude thing to say and inaccurate. All day, every day, Kim says something's off about Kyle and a certain type of quarterback. Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not super outraged about Josh Dobbs not winning this competition. I didn't think he was that good. Thought he was better than Brandon Allen. My big takeaway is that the Niners' backup quarterback isn't good. Christian says CMC injury reminds me too much of KD in the finals. Yep. And with like, at least with the KD one, you understood. It was like, okay, what's the finals? He wants to play. It's like you're trying. You almost have to hold him back, and so much is at stake. Game one? For what? For who? I almost think you can't play him. It's freaking game one. You still have a ton of weapons and a really good quarterback and a really good coach. Figure it out. There's no, because like, it seems like the risks in football are much bigger than the risks you take in other sports. It's a huge risk putting him out there week one. Just like you wouldn't take the risk of putting Brock Purdy out there if Trent Williams isn't playing, especially against that defense. You had to have Trent Williams back, right? Well, you got to have CMC down the stretch, so be careful. And just because I said that, I'm sure they won't. Matt McEwen, member for 13 months. That's more than a year. Thank you so much. That's all I got. Again, remember, download the Sleeper app. Use promo code CONE. Instantly get entered to win this particular Brandon Ayuk signed jersey. I'm giving it away in 3 days. On the 9th, day of the game, I will announce a winner in the post-game stream. Yes, I will. So, you got a few more days to get in on this once-in-a-lifetime offer. Yes, once-in-a-lifetime. It's true. All right, 9:41 on the West Coast. Got to get down to Santa Clara soonish. Thank you for tuning in, all of you. Make sure to like the stream now and subscribe to my channel if you haven't already, because I got bills to pay. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.